Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Donate and listen to the podcast at wrwl.org.
All righty, we're back. I got to tell you, this is just a little note we have here. After hearing the evidence of in a divorce proceedings, the judge said to the wife, "I'm going to give you $600 a month alimony." The husband jumped up and said, "I tell you what, Your Honor, I'll throw in a couple bucks myself." I thought that was good. All right, now let's go to Pennsylvania with Judy. Judy, you're in the air.
Hi, Pastor Sanders. Can you hear me?
Yep, I sure can.
Okay, I have a couple quick questions. What do they suggest for when you have a leaky gut?
Leaky guts can be a genetic issue, but often they can also, according to science, be from medication use, and one of them is antibiotics tend to cause leaky gut from what science has said.
Okay, well, I am on no medication. However,
okay.
I'm 69. I'll be 69 next week, and I am on no meds. I do take a lot of protein and supplements, and I was sick with pneumonia back in February, but I've never been vaccinated. So I don't know.
There's a product. We don't make it, Judy, but it's called Nutritional Frontiers GI Complete. Frontiers, yeah, GI Complete. I'm pretty sure you can get it on Amazon. And that is pretty good at helping the gut to repair itself. So it's just a nutritional supplement.
Right.
Yeah, so I would probably, and it's just a powder, and you just mix it with water, put it in a smoothie. But you'd have to probably take that for several months. And then,
right.
You know, if you're being checked, if you're getting checked for leaky gut, then they can check you, you know.
Right. And then what do they recommend? What do they do? Is there anything good out there for hemorrhoids?
Well, it's usually diet-related. Sometimes if we're eating foods that make the stool too hard and it creates draining when we go to the bathroom. So fiber,
right.
Typically, yeah. So try more
okay.
Fiber. Or, you know, limit.
Yeah, I've tried that.
Yeah.
I have a test coming up in 10 days, and I think they're gonna check for a couple things. I don't know, but I'm in no pain. So,
some people will do a sitz bath with witch hazel to reduce the swelling of the hemorrhoids, so you can try that.
Okay. All right, that might be an idea. And then I have one more question. Are you familiar with chlorine dioxide?
Yes.
Okay, and what is your thought and take on it?
Okay, so chlorine dioxide basically is your chemical compound. Are you talking about it in crystal, gas form? What form are you talking about? Liquid form?
I guess it would be in the liquid form, and you mix it and you put it in water, and then
okay.
You drink it.
Right, so health-wise, you know, a lot of people will try that, great for reducing, inflammation and antioxidants, free radicals, that kind of thing. Have you tried it yet?
I have, yeah. When I got the pneumonia, my son actually knows how to put it together. He takes it, and his wife takes it. His kids take it, only if they think that there's something, like they're going to come down with a cold or something. You know, they think
yeah.
Something's going on, but we're all on maintenance now, so I do take it. When I had the pneumonia, he came up from Lancaster to give it to me, and within 10 days I was back to work, even after having the pneumonia. So I recovered at home, and I mean, I'm fine since then. But he brought that up, and I've been taking that. I take it once a day now. I take 10 milligrams
yeah.
of water.
Yeah, a lot of people don't realize what a big deal inflammation is. It's the precursor to disease, and so if you can reduce inflammation, you can pretty much get rid of disease. So, yeah. So, don't fix it. Keep using it.
Right, yeah. It's good stuff. Yeah, because it sure snapped me out of that real, I think 10 days I was out of work, so it wasn't too bad. So
it wasn't too bad.
Anyway,
if you are you prone to respiratory infections?
No, that's what okay. I'm not. I'm never sick.
Okay.
When my coworkers are like, "What do you mean she's sick? Judy's never sick. Like, what do you mean she's got pneumonia?" They were all shocked.
I got to move on, Judy, because the lines are all lit up. But listen, thanks for calling. I'm going to go out to Minnesota with Scotty. Hey, Scotty, you're in the air.
Oh, hey, thanks, Pastor. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
Good. Love your show.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, I just got a question for Wendy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Go ahead, Scott.
I'm having a hard time hearing you.
Okay, you're coming in loud and clear.
I can hear now. Okay, yeah. Okay, yeah, over the last couple of months, I've been just really, there's some stuff going around Minnesota here. There was this natural health place that I called, and they said they've been hearing a lot of this from people, too. But about mid-January, I had like a sore throat. It was on the left side of my throat when I woke up, and then it felt normal for the rest of the day, and then, like, a couple of days later, it came back, and then it turned into, like, a cold. I had, a runny nose, and then I had a cough, like, with all kinds of phlegm, like, kind of a, like a standard cold or something like that, and I lost my taste and smell, but only for, like, a day, okay, so not like when I had COVID 3 years ago when I lost it for a long time, okay, but so I lost it for, like, one day, and then after a couple of weeks, it started clearing up. It took about 3 weeks for everything to really clear up. But then I started getting, like, body aches, and then I lose my appetite. And I feel good for a few days, but then, and then bad again. And this has been going on for, like, 2 months. So I'm just wondering, what that might be is there anything I can do?
Yeah, you probably just need to give your immune system a little extra support. Are you using any medicinal plants when you get sick?
Medicinal plants,
are you using echinacea or anything like that? Okay. So echinacea,
I take
zinc or vitamin C. What do you take?
Yeah, I've been doing the vitamin C a lot because I might get it in the stuff that I eat and like lemons, oranges, but I also have kidney stones that I've dealt with and I've heard that vitamin C can cause them. I don't know if that's right or not, but so I take this magnesium citrate and then like drink lemonade or eat lemon. I haven't had any for a while. So
okay. Anything that will support your natural immune function is helpful. So we have a lot of medicinal herbs that do that. Echinacea is one, astragalus root. Garlic is very broad spectrum, whether it's bacterial or viral. But it sounds like to me, I'm not a doctor, I can't give medical advice, but it sounds like your symptoms were more in the viral nature. One of my favorite herbs for viruses is willow bark. Because recently science just found out that it just destroys viruses, Entero or Corona, any opened or closed envelope virus, which would include your flu bugs. So in 46 seconds in vitro, it says willow bark just destroyed them. So I would add that because it's an anti-inflammatory, and you can add it to your other, immune support herbs. So willow bark is kind of one of my fallback items.
Okay, willow bark. I imagine I could maybe get it at my local health store, possibly.
Right. If you can't find it, we have it in regular and extra strength. It's in a liquid. It's called pain anti-inflammatory.
Just call 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. And she gets it out to you pretty quick.
If you want one.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, you definitely want to get the catalog, Scotty. It's got all kinds of good stuff in there. And so,
Okay, so
866-229-3663. That's 36. I have to move on, Scotty, because we got the lines all lit. But thanks. Let's go to Chicago and Norma. Hey, Norma.
Hello.
Hello, you're in the air.
Yes, I've been trying to get Wendy's catalog for months, and I've never gotten it here in Chicago. So I don't know what you're doing. So.
Well, Norma, if you want to call me tomorrow, we can check to see if we sent one out to you, but we can always send you another one. I do apologize. Sometimes the mail is what it is. But I'll check. Okay. I'll check if you want to call me tomorrow.
Okay, I'll call tomorrow. But I also want to say I hurt my foot the other day walking. It was painful. And so I put organic castor oil on my foot, and the pain went away.
Yeah, no doubt.
I hurt,
castor
oil. Yeah.
It's a good therapy.
And I hurt my wrist. Yeah, my wrist, I woke up, my wrist was painful, so I put a bit of organic castor oil. Within a minute, the pain went away. It just diminished.
Well, I haven't seen any of that around in years. That used to be a very common thing when I was growing up.
My daughter ordered, I have people should buy the glass bottle. Oh, my goodness, it does help.
Yes, glass, not in the plastic. Heritage Store is a good brand of castor oil. You want the hexane-free version, though. Hexane-free. And in the glass, okay? Hexane. Hexane. Yeah.
Where do they sell that?
Hexane. Hexine. And then free. Hexane-free. But Heritage Store is a really good brand. But if you warm the castor oil, but don't bring it to a boil, just warm it to like bath temperature. It just opens the pores and it works better, especially if you want to use like cotton washcloth to kind of soak it in the castor oil and then wrap it around whatever area. But yeah, it draws things right out through the skin. I once was at a book signing and a farmer heard me on the radio, came to the book signing, and he had had knee replacement surgery, and he came in with his really heavy overalls and everything, and he asked me to touch his knee, and I could feel the heat right through those thick overalls, and he said his doctor and his physical therapist couldn't get the heat to come out of it after surgery, and I said, try a castor oil pack. Usually one time will do it, and his wife called the next time I was on the air and told me that worked. So, you can have some residual, infection in there after surgery. So castor oil packs, I always like to use them. A lot of people put them over their liver, put them on skin conditions. It's an amazing, therapy to try.
Yes, but, that's what I wanted to say, to tell people that, because it's a natural herb and it helped me a lot.
Thank you. Excellent.
I will call you tomorrow. Thank you so much.
Okay,
God bless
Norma,
you, Pastor Ernie.
Well, thank you very much for calling there, Norma. God bless you. All righty. Who do we have next? We're only going to do like one more call because it's past your time.
All right. We have an anonymous caller.
Okay, we have anonymous next. Go ahead, anonymous. You're in the air. Hello.
Yes, I wanted to know what's a good natural alternative to doing colonics.
Colonics, not typically my favorite thing. High enemas are okay, but a lot of people put coffee and stuff in colonics, and that dehydrates the bowel. The bowel uses a lot of water to do its function. But you can use high enemas with herbs inside. Some people will put antispasmodic herbs in the high enemas and relax the bowel so they don't have spasms. So that's an option. Bowel cleansing.
I mean, like the doctors, they want you to go do a colonoscopy. Yeah, a colonoscopy.
Right, and yeah, usually before you go get that done, they want you to take a medication to cut the bowel. One of them is called Golightly, but a lot of people have trouble with those products. So you're wanting to know what will flush you out then?
Flush you out and keep my colon healthy so that I don't need to take a colonoscopy.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so that's simple. That's a no-brainer. If you get a right bowel cleanse, it'll pull impurities out of the colon wall and clean out the system, but it won't make you stay near a restroom. It's very gentle and effective. So we specialize in organ cleansing, so if you would like to look at our catalog or on our website under the cleansing section, you can look up the bowel kit, see what ingredients are in it, see what reviews are saying, or if you want to call me tomorrow at the office, we can talk more.
All right. Thank you.
You're so welcome.
Yeah, you have those pills where you take, you know, on the first day you take one, and the second day you take two, and the third day you take three. You do that all the way up to, what, 7 days?
So basically what you're trying to do is stimulate the nerve endings of the bowel wall to move fecal matter out. And so if you're not moving daily, we're meant, if we eat three meals a day, we're meant to have three bowel movements a day, but most people aren't. Their bowel is more sluggish. So that is designed to wake up those nerve endings so the bowel isn't so sluggish. So there's no point in doing a bowel cleanse if you're holding on to the fecal matter, so you have to do that first to get a nice rhythm established with the bowel emptying several times a day before you do the detox step.
Yeah, that and that works very gently. I know I use that, and it works very well. But
You don't have to. It won't give you turbo bowel, so you don't have to stick near a bathroom. It's designed to. You can just go to work and still do your normal thing. Not a problem.
Yeah, very, very good. All right, I guess I'll let you get out. Do we have any other calls there right now?
We do have a couple.
Okay, we can do. Are you ready to do two more, Wendy, or?
Okay, two more, and then we're going to have to go night-night.
All righty, very good. Okay, who do we have next? Then?
All right, next is AC, then.
AC, you're in the air.
Hello, Pastor, crew, and Wendy.
Hey, Wendy.
Hey, AC.
Hi. You talked about rosemary and cataracts. Now, can the rosemary be taken internally to help the cataracts, or is it applied topically, or...
You would use this internally.
The rosemary.
Right.
Okay. And that would actually help eliminate the cataracts?
Well, it depends on the severity of the cataracts, how long it would take. Our experience is people with, baby cataracts, they're just starting. Usually they see better within a matter of a few months. With the more mature cataracts, it can take as long as a year.
Okay, but taken internally will erode them away or eliminate them.
Yeah, it's Dr. Cooper's research. Now, Cooper was actually using eye injections of rosmarinic acid, and he was reversing cataracts in 4 days. And that was what was used in this country up until 1940, when they just took it out of use and instead of using the eye surgery with the artificial lenses, which is very risky for I don't know, you can go up on YouTube and see they actually videotape these cataract surgeries, and you can see how violent it is to the eye.
Yeah. So does your company sell the rosemary? Is it?
Yeah, we do. We include that rosemary in the brain concentrate and in the cataract macular formula, because the same rosemary that helps cataracts helps macular degeneration, according to the scientific research. Yeah, it's up under the eye care section.
Okay, is it like a capsule or a soft gel?
No, these are liquids. They're aged concentrates, so you would take the appropriate dose. You could put it in juice or water if you want, or take it straight. It's not really bitter or hot and spicy, so you can take it straight.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. Sounds good. Thank you very much.
All right. Well, thanks, AC. Who do we have next?
You know there's only one way to end this. We have Cliff.
All right, Clifford. Now we know the phones are working. Go ahead. Cliff, you're the last leaf on the tree.
I want to ask you about D-ribose supposedly supplies energy to the cells. And then with the brain concentrate formula, you mentioned that rosemary was in it, but do most of the ingredients in that, are they more new to the like theory of helping the brain, or do they go way back?
Oh, no. Well, that research that I was mentioning on the ginkgo, that was 2015, where they were just, you know, going over research on how great they felt Gooco was for dementia patients, and they even wanted to do further research, and, you know, they want to make a drug out of it. But ginkgo plus your rosemary plus your cayenne to get it to the brain area is what we use in the brain concentrate.
Okay, so that's relatively, documented.
Kind of, yeah, it's fairly new, within the last 10 years, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and how about cellular energy, for example? What would you recommend?
On a cellular level, that's a no-brainer. That's going to be your ginsengs. They have degenocytes in them, and they give your cells energy on a cellular level. That's why they used to use it in the Elizabethan period. They would give it to people on long convalescences because it gave them energy. Anyway, you probably heard about the ginsengs. I mean, the Asian continent is crazy about American ginseng because they call it a panacea because it can be used with just about any other herb or therapy, and it just magnifies the power of everything. So I would go with the ginsengs. If you do not have a cardio weakness, people with weak cardios probably should shy away from ginseng because it's a bit of a stimulant for the cardio.
So it's a no-brainer, basically, pretty much.
Right there. I mean, it's got, you know, thousands of years of text use on how lovely it is for giving people stamina.
Which a lot of people complain that they do not have these days. They complain of, you know.
Well, that's because we got a problem with thyroid disease. The endocrine system's all messed up. And a lot of it's from chemicals that we're ingesting in food.
Hopefully they'll do something about that. That's another part of the criminal cabal, basically.
Yeah.
They got their tentacles everywhere.
Well, yeah, I mean, because you got a complex endocrine system. You got the pituitary gland, the thymus, the thyroid, the adrenals, and they all work together. But if one is all messed up, it throws everything else off.
Right. Doesn't the pituitary have two parts to it, Wendy, the front and the back, technically?
Yeah. You can get all kinds of things going on with that. Stress. I just did a report on how stress can really impact the pituitary. If you get long-term, consistent stress, it can really mess that gland up big time. So post-traumatic stress disorder, for instance, domestic violence, for instance, that kind of stuff.
So that's another reason to maybe exit something where some of these people, like, stay in, like, a relationship where they're just, it's just not worth it if they're going to get damaged to their pituitary or whatever, or it could be a job relationship too, right?
Well, I know, and because, you know, it's the endocrine system. It can mess up hormones, reproductive cycles. It can put people into premature menopause even. So it's a big deal, and it's an epidemic, really. The thyroid disease is a big epidemic, and a lot of it's not enough in our foods anymore and all these chemicals people are ingesting.
Yeah, hopefully they'll... there had been a website called foodfacts.com, and it showed, like, for example, like a Wendy's hamburger had about 100 ingredients, which tells you something right there, you know?
What fast food did they put in a bag and put it on the counter, or out on the table for a week, and it didn't mold or anything. It didn't change. It looked just like it was right out of the box.
Well, there was a YouTube video where a guy put a hat, like, in the wrapper. He left his McDonald's hamburger in a suit that he didn't use for 7 years. And it still wasn't decomposed 7 years later.
You know, there's something wrong with that. No?
Yeah, there's something very wrong with that. All righty. I got to let Wendy go because she's going to, if she doesn't get her beauty sleep, boy, she, you know, she's got to stay pretty, right? Okay, so.
Thank you, Pastor.
All right. Well, you're welcome. Thanks for being here. We love you.
And, have a good night,
you
Wendy.
Too.
You always enlighten
you guys
us.
Take care.
God bless you. We'll talk to you later. Thanks.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. She's going getting her beauty sleep. And I wished it would work on me. But listen, I got to do this. I got to tell folks. I got to warn them. I got to warn them about Ohio voters. The Ohio Voters Bill of Rights. It's everything but the Bill of Rights. It's everything but... Folks, this is bad. It's very, very bad. It's a new ballot initiative petition. That's coming up in that special election they want to have in May. Ohio Voters Bill of Rights that people will be gathering signatures. This ballot initiative has many leftist talking points that will undo many of the election integrity steps forward made in the past few years. A few of the highlighted bulleted points that shows, and you got to spread the word around, warn people about this, shows why everyone must decline to sign.
Decline to sign.
When they bring it out, just write on their sham or scam, okay? Just because that's what
garbage.
It is. Yeah, it's a, so it eliminates voter ID that House Bill 458 put into place in 2023. It makes same-day voter registration, the very same-day voter registration. You registrate, you know, there's no chat, no time to
vet. Potential voter.
More unsecured and unmonitored ballot drop boxes. They want it.
That's
brings
the last thing we want, Ohio.
Right. We don't need these things here in Ohio. They have no excuse absentee ballots. No excuse absentee ballots. And then it expands early voting to more than 30 days, all right? Gives people the opportunity to go from one poll to the other, keep voting with, you know.
So it sounds like a garbage bill.
It is. It's put out by the Democrats, and it's going to be, it's on the May ballot. They want to amend the Constitution, folks. Put the word out. Ohio Voters Bill of Rights is anything but the Bill of Rights. It's a scam. It's a sham. So, you know, put the word out. You got to get the word out. We're leaving it up to you folks out there.
It's a May vote. Vote no in May.
Absolutely. And so you can go up to Dave Yost, link to Dave Yost, list of ballots. That's Ohio Attorney General. That's on the internet. OhioAttorneyGeneral.gov. Legal ballot initiative petitions. Submit to Attorney General Dave Yost. Go up there and see what he has to say about this. Plus many more changes that would undo election integrity. Ohio Voters Bill of Rights is really a bill of nothing but the wrongs. And it would also codify these terrible, terrible changes in the Ohio Constitution. Attached you will find, well, no, that's here on my internet. Well, just go up to the Ohio Voter Bill of Rights ballots, and it is, again, summary, final revised, .docx, okay? It's a, you really need to find out. You need to know about this. You need to put the word out there. The Ohio Election Integrity Network board member, Sandy Zimmerman, she has put this out, and we talked about this probably last fall. We were talking about this
last
fall.
Year, yeah.
And so we knew it was coming. So again, now it's we're only a month away. So Ohio Voters Bill of Rights is a bill of wrongs. It is, do you want to pass the word, not to sign these petitions? These are, it's again, it's a scam, it's a sham, and it's put out by the Communist Party, which they call themselves Democrats today. All righty, so there you go. Now, a couple of things real quick, just let you know that Crazy Bernie Sanders, says Bernie Sanders, no relation to me, folks, said that this is the scariest times of his life. It's the scariest times. He can't handle cutting waste and corruption out of government. He says, we say that he's suffering from Elon Musk derangement, okay? But Bernie is out there going nuts. And then Trump says, it was on PMSNBC, said that the Molotov cocktails that were thrown at the Tesla cars and set them on fire, these were mostly peaceful Molotov cocktails that were being thrown. How about that, folks? That's what you get then. BMSNBC. So, and then more Democrats are leaving their party because of the lunacy. They could handle the ugly sin of abortion. They could handle the ugly sins of sodomy and pedophilia. But they couldn't handle being laughed at for being woke. Not knowing what a woman is, boys having menstrual cycles, women screaming out in the woods, Tampax in boys' bathrooms, drag queens molesting the children of Democrats, parents who bring their children to these pedophiles. How much time do we have?
That's 31 right now.
Okay. And then I'll let you know that Kevin Newsom, the governor there of California, listen to this. Here's the news. He spent his own money. Democrats never spend their own money, but he spent his own money for a bust of his favorite person, and that's himself. And he spent $100,000 to get this bust of himself because he loves himself. But the story is, the real story is he spent his own money. Democrats never spend their own money, okay? And so, there you go. I know we're coming close to the break, right? Biden team lied about migrant arrest. Well, what's new about that? He released just about all of the criminals. All of the criminals that they arrested, they released them. And they cooked the books, folks. They were cooking the books, telling untruths. So, I know we're... Okay, we'll be back right after this.
Tomorrow, because he
feel the pride and joy he gives. But greater still, the calm assurance this child can face uncertain days because he lives.
Because he lives,
because he lives,
I can face
Alrighty, we're back, and guess what? He does live, absolutely, because he lives.
He ever lives to intercede for us.
Amen, amen. You know what, Trump's kind of given a funeral announcement. He was saying that the CNN and MSNBC is very close to death. He said so. In other words, they're losing people, jumping ship.
They've put out so much deceit and propaganda.
And some of their own have come out and said, you know, we did it to ourselves. We didn't tell the truth. And so, you know, what we've been telling them for a long time, you got to stop that lying, huh? And so here, all righty, Europe launches retaliatory tariffs targeting U.S. products, predominantly from Republican states. That's right, the European Union on Wednesday announced retaliatory trade measures against the U.S. with a slew of new tariffs. That's today they did that on American industrial and farm products. The European Commission is levying sweeping tariffs on up to $28 billion worth of U.S. goods, according to the press release. The EU's decision comes after President Donald Trump's 25% tariffs went on all the steel and aluminum imports from all U.S. trading partners. It went into effect on midnight, Wednesday midnight. I guess that goes into effect tonight. Okay, so anyhow, just a few minutes, right?
Yeah.
And so now here, folks, a lot of times when you do this stuff, before they even go to effect, they say, all right, let's, you know, in fact, they did this, some of what Canada's saying, you know, we have to, we got to renew, you know, let's back off, okay? And same thing with Mexico. But, you know, what Trump is doing is right. For years and years, they've taken advantage of us. The Democrats have sold out the American taxpayer. Like we said, they don't never want to pay for anything in their own money. Always taking advantage of us, always. And so, you know, we're tired of it. Trump's tired of it. And so, notably, the commission's new tariffs particularly target produce products that predominantly come from the Republican-led states. The retaliatory tariffs are set to begin taking effect, of course. They're set to take effect on April 1st, according to the press release. Since returning to the Oval Office, Trump has been leading an effort to reshape the global trade industry and reduce Americans' dependence on foreign countries as part of his broader American First agenda. A host of foreign investors, major businessmen, and foreign countries have pledged in recent weeks to invest hefty sums of money into the U.S. over the next few years. You have an article there.
I do. Unprecedented and illegal, Department of Justice seeks halt to order by super judge preventing Trump's executive decisions.
That's those judges that are there. The Justice Department needs to investigate these people. They're way out of their lane. They're using authority they don't have.
This is an article from WND, and the U.S. Department of Justice has gone to the D.C. Court of Appeals to halt an order from a super judge who is preventing President Donald Trump's decision-making and management of the executive branch. Super judge is a derogatory term that has surfaced to describe those federal judges who take it upon themselves to say that Trump cannot manage the executive branch of our government as he chooses, as the Constitution allows. The Department of Justice action is a request for an emergency motion halting the ruling from the judge, Beryl Howell, and the judge has been ordered to respond. This appeal arises from an order of the district court reinstating a principal officer of the United States whom the president has lawfully fired. The court's unprecedented order works a grave harm to the separation of powers and undermines the president's ability to exercise his authority under the Constitution, the filing explained. The government seeks a stay of the order pending appeal and respectfully requests an immediate administrative stay. Howell claimed in last week's ruling that Trump's dismissal of the executive branch employee was a violation of the law. Trump had fired Wilcox from a position as general counsel to the board. Trump's decision to fire pro-union members Gwynne Wilcox and the labor board's general counsel Jennifer Abrolzel got pushback from the agency and was described as an unprecedented and illegal move, the report explained. And Wilcox promised to fight her dismissal. Howell's opinion shocked many with its comparison to Trump to a dictator. Howell claimed the president doesn't have the authority to remove members of the NLRB. That's the labor union, right?
Yeah.
House cited a 1935 case in claiming Wilcox was protected from dismissal. That case, known as Humphrey's Executor, does provide some protections for specific individuals, but there also is a movement to see it overturned at a faulty precedent, with Justice Clarence Thomas previously criticizing the standard. Humphrey's Executor poses a direct threat to our constitutional structure, and as a result, the liberty of the American people. Our tolerance of independent agencies and Humphrey's Executor is an unfortunate example of the court's failure to apply the Constitution as written. That decision has paved the way for an ever-expanding encroachment on the power of the executive, contrary to our constitutional design, Justice Thomas stated.
So, all right, very, very good. And I got some lightning round articles here. Okay, you have one on vegetables. Okay, but we're not going to do this.
No, one. That's the church.
That's an interesting one. Let me do that. This is the Criminalizing compassion. Judgment Day for churches. Food giveaway targeted for destruction. This happens all the time. These city council people, they decide to do that. A number of ministries where they feed the hungry people. That's their ministry. But they have to get involved. They have to put the regulations on it. They have to somehow. City ordinance that puts a bullseye on a church food distribution program has been repealed, opening the door for the Seventh-day Baptist Church in Daytona Beach, Florida, to continue its program to help people. According to a report from the First Liberty Institute, the city's ordinance that banned such programs were suspended earlier. Let me tell you, I've been at Daytona Beach several times, and they allow a lot of things there that they shouldn't. But banning people from feeding the hungry is not one of them. But now there's been confirmation that provision has been repealed by the cities, meaning the church now can continue its food distribution ministry without the threat of immediate closure. And see, when it comes to things like this, sometimes what do you do, Pastor? Well, we obey God rather than man.
Right. Shame on them for going after a ministry trying to help feed needing people.
Right. You know, we call it civil disobedience today, but it's obedience to God is what it is. And so get the hottest news, right? But here, the city previously agreed to allow the church to resume its food distribution ministry while it repealed its ordinance. And the city's latest action of repealing the ordinance makes that temporary agreement permanent. The legal team explained it was aided by the law firm Sidley Austin LLP in reaching the resolution. We are grateful to Daytona Beach city officials for working with us so the Seventh Baptist can resume the mission of providing food to the hungry, hurting people in the community. You see, that's right out of Matthew chapter 20 or 25, right? Yep. Ryan Gardner, a First Liberty Institute lawyer, said in a statement, "People who take action to care for the hungry should be encouraged and affirmed. The church is thrilled to continue helping those in need." And that's one of the things we've done over the years. We've given food to many people. We used to be on a regular basis where we would actually drop off, but it seems like now they've got these food distribution places where the people are going to them and getting them, and that's good.
Yeah. Right? Amen. Pastor John Donnellan asked to remind you to announce his class starting Wednesday the 19th.
Do you know what he's going to be doing? He's got a whole series on things, with what's happening today. And we're taking a look at, one of the things he's going to do is the apostasy in the church. But he's taking an in-depth look at, too, the spread of Satanism, witchcraft, and I'm not sure which is he starting out with. Does he tell you what he's starting out with?
He didn't say. He just said he's starting a class the 19th from 7 to 9.
And that's the Doers of the Word Baptist Church. He did a big series on AI, artificial intelligence. If he goes into depth, shows you what this is really all about, folks. We did a big series on, I guess this is the Bible and Current Events, the Bible and Current Events class. And it shows you, too, about a lot of these vaccines and what's going on there, too. So that starts the 19th, Wednesday the 19th, and that's a week from today, right? Yep.
Yeah, 7 to 9 p.m.
7 to 9 p.m. All righty. Do you know what time it is? It's time to tell the folks. Let me tell you, you and I, we believe the Word of God. We don't have any doubts in the Word of God.
Amen.
But there are a lot of people out there that they say that they don't believe the Word of God, and about 99% of them that say that have got no idea what the Word of God teaches, okay? Mm. Most of them, they will parrot things they've heard. They've heard other people say, and they simply parrot, but they don't know. Now, here, there's only one book in existence today that is a book of complete authority. This book right here, this King James Bible, right here, and see, a lot of people don't realize that for many, many reasons, is by far, it is far, far, far superior to all of the perversions, or what they call versions of the Bible. Okay, God didn't give us 100 different versions. Okay, this book here, again, like I said, and for numerous reasons, maybe one day we'll go into just showing you the hundreds of different reasons why it is far superior. But the important thing of it is this, it's the Word of God. And here, the Lord Jesus, over 2,000 years ago, told us that heaven and earth will pass, heaven and earth will pass, but his words would never pass away. And in that time, in the 2,000 years, mankind has done everything they could trying to destroy this. They've burnt the Bibles, they've done everything they can imagine. So because they couldn't get rid of it, what they did is they made many, many, many perversions of it, okay? Trying to weaken it out there. But it's still the best-selling book in the world, in the entire world. It's God's Word, the Bible. Now, I said all that to simply say this, folks. A lot of you say, well, you know, I don't believe it, but I can tell you this with absolute, complete assurance, you will. You will believe. You're going to believe every word that proceeded forth from the mouth of God. And you know why? God always does what he says he'll do. And when he tells you these things, he has got a tremendous history of doing exactly what he says, exactly when he says. As he says himself, he will complete what he has started, okay, and he will make it so. So if I was you, this is what I would do. I would trust in the Lord. You got two options. One, you're going to die. That's going to happen. You might not want to, but that's not your call. You're going to die. And this is reality. What I'm telling you is reality. It's the most sure thing. When that happens, you end up in heaven or hell. That's right. You're going to end up. There's only two places. There's no third place. You're going to go to heaven or you're going to go to hell. And you don't want to go to the latter place. And you don't have to. You don't have to. If you end up in hell, it's because you've chosen that. And why? Well, the Lord Jesus, he did the heavy lifting. He did for you what you could never, ever do for yourself. What you could never do for yourself. He did it. And what you have to do is you have to recognize that you're a sinner, okay? But only sinners can be saved. And if you will repent of that sin, this is what he requires. He requires you to repent of that sin and recognize the fact that he took your place, a substitutionary death. He bought for you eternal life if you are smart enough to ask, to pray to the Father, ask for forgiveness of those sins, and call upon his name. And you ask the Lord Jesus to be the Lord of your life, all of your life. Now here, he says you have to put him first. You've got to put him first before mother, brother, sister, father, and before yourself. You've got to put him first, okay? And folks, remember, he esteemed you higher than himself. When he took your place on that cross, he put you first, and he didn't have to do that. He owes you nothing. You owe him everything, and that's just a fact. So do that tonight. Call upon the name of the Lord and ask him to be Lord of your life, all of your life, and you will become a new creature, a born-again believer, an heir of the kingdom. You got God's word on it. We're out of time for tonight, so we always say thanks for being here with us tonight, all of you. We want to say God bless to you all. We want to say
God bless. Good night.
We want to say good night to you all. Always.
Keep
fighting
the
fight.
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 Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.